This Sunday would normally be our all-together service. We're going to hand over to our children and families worker, Fiona, who will take our first reading from the book of Samuel for us. Over to Fiona.
This reading is from 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. The Lord speaks to Samuel. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle, near the Ark of God. Suddenly the Lord called out, "Samuel?" "Yes," Samuel replied. "What is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called out again, "Samuel?" Again Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord, because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening."
Thank you, Fiona. If it's your custom now to stand for the gospel reading, please do that. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm going to hand over now to one of our ordinands. Again, that means a vicar in training. We've got a few of them. I'm handing over to Pete Farquhar, who will continue our sermon series on how to hear God's voice. Over to you, Pete.
Thanks, Jenny. Indulge me, if you will, by imagining a situation where you're sat on the edge of a cliff. You're having a conversation with God where you say something like, "Show me you are here," by making a seagull go and land on that piece of cliff. And lo and behold, along flies a seagull and lands on the cliff. So you say, "Okay, show me you are really here," by making another one come and land next to it. And it did. That's a true story that happened to Martin Hannon, who gave us such a great sermon about the Council of the Saints a few weeks ago. I will just say the picture on your screen is a picture of our reader Martin, but with his kind permission, I decided to illustrate his story using Photoshop, and he's not actually the Pied Piper of Seagulls. This is a story that has always stuck with me for many years. So my question today is, would you put that down to a coincidence, or rather would you put it down as a God incident? Because that is what we are looking at this week, and how through circumstantial signs, God speaks to us. In our first reading today, we hear of the amazing story of Samuel's calling. We hear of a God incident that at first he didn't understand who or what it was. He jumped straight away to the conclusion that it must have been something within our human understanding. It must have been Eli calling. Maybe the test of common sense that Jill talked to us about a few weeks ago had kicked in. And I just love the fact that it was counsel from blind old Eli who realised that this was in fact a God incident and told Samuel to listen and accept God's calling. This is one of my favourite stories, and from it comes one of my favourite hymns, Here I Am, Lord, by Dan Shute, which uses words from this passage and from Isaiah 6. And it was the words from this song that Penny Ty was singing aloud when she had one of her most memorable God incidences. She had been on the beach with her brother who had been swimming, and after he had finished, he realised that he had lost his wedding ring. For those of you that have experienced that, you'll realise what a hugely gut-wrenching experience it can be. They searched for hours without any luck. And when all was considered lost, Penny stood by the water and she sang this song aloud. For those of you unfamiliar with the song, it begins, "I, the Lord of the sea and sky, I have heard my people cry." And while singing, she retells of the clouds in the sky parting and a big ray of sunshine beaming down. And as she looked, she saw, glinting in the water by her feet, the very ring that had been lost. Now, are we going to put that down to a coincidence or, in fact, another God incident? We know through experience that when we pray, or in Penny's case, sing, that things happen. William Temple said, "When I pray, coincidences happen. And when I don't, they don't. So what do I think that God covers with guidance through circumstantial signs? Well, I feel that at times I really rely and trust in God that he's got the big things in control. But sometimes I think that he is maybe not interested in the smaller things. And when I start thinking along these lines, I tend to turn to scripture, and my go-to place is Matthew 10:29, which says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care." If God is tracking even sparrows, then nothing is too small for his attention. So with conviction, we know we can bring anything and everything to him in prayer and conversation. But sometimes it's difficult to understand or interpret what he is saying. And sometimes we just yearn for a more direct answer. I was sent a wonderful testimony from a person who, just after having completed the Alpha course, was frequently getting words and picture and scripture passages and dreams from God. And she began to become aware of a friendship that was possibly developing into something more. And this struck fear into her heart, as previous relationships had often meant pain and hurt. So she felt what she really needed was a thunderbolt from God to say with absolute certainty whether or not this person should or shouldn't be her husband. So she prayed to God about it, but retells how she remembered heaven being resoundingly silent. She felt up to that point that God had spoon-fed her the smallest decisions, but on this really big one, it seemingly seemed he had nothing to say, leaving her cross and confused. Until one day, after a time of listening, she felt him whisper, "I have brought you to a place of peace and wholeness, and you can make good decisions for yourself now." It was clear that God wanted her to step out of the boat, and that thought struck fear into her bones. Now, she hadn't shared this with anyone outside of her trusted prayer partner group. And she was out for a birthday meal, and a friend of hers presented her with a card and said, "I don't know why I'm giving you this. It's not even a birthday card, but it leapt off the shelf at me." When she opened it, she burst out laughing. It read, "You gain strength, courage and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. Do the thing you think you cannot do." That card hangs today in the vicarage of St Paul's, and Jenny and Finn have been together 10 years last week. Now, I've given you three very different examples of God incidences from some of our fellow brothers and sisters at St Paul. And there were so many more amazing stories about chance encounters of random strangers helping in the most strangest of situations. And we've also heard about a God incident from Scripture. Now, I have purposefully used this time to tell you these in the hope that it would be evidence of the very real occurrences of God talking to us through circumstantial signs, as well as being an encouragement for you to do two things. Firstly, I encourage you to think back on some of the things that may just have seemed to have been massive coincidences, and consider whether or not they were actually God incidences. It is recommended that this CS of circumstantial signs should always be considered alongside the others that we are looking at in this sermon series. Martin kicked us off by speaking to us about the Council of the Spirits, which is about talking to others. Jill spoke about common sense, which is the thinking bit. Chris last week talked on the compelling spirit, which is the listening bit. And next week, Sarah will be talking on commanding scripture, which is the reading bit. But this week, when we think of circumstantial signs, we look at the watching bit. So secondly and lastly, I encourage you this week and moving forward, that in collaboration with the other four CSs, to be watchful for times that God may be guiding you with circumstantial signs that appear to be coincidences, but are actually God incidences. Amen.